AP News for this Friday the 13th. I'm Jackie Quinn. The Senate, now controlled by Democrats, is trying to expand Social Security benefits for millions of people. Our Norman Hall reports.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says he'll begin the process for a final vote on the bill, known as the Social Security Fairness Act. It would eliminate policies that currently limit Social Security payouts for roughly 2.8 million people, people who also receive a pension from a job that is not covered by Social Security, and surviving spouses of Social Security recipients. Norman Hall, Washington.
The FBI should have done more to collect intelligence before the Capitol riot on January 6, 2021. That's according to a watchdog group's report. The AP's Alana Richer explains.
No undercover FBI agents were present at the January 6, 2021 riot at the U.S. Capitol, and none of its informants were tasked with participating. The report knocks down a fringe conspiracy theory advanced by some Republicans in Congress that the FBI played a role in instigating the events of January 6th.
As several of President-elect Donald Trump's choices for high-level positions face scrutiny on Capitol Hill, a new AP NORC Center poll shows many Americans have their doubts. 2 in 10 say they disapprove of Pete Hegseth as Secretary of the Department of Defense. Russia's launched a massive aerial attack against Ukraine. It involves dozens of cruise missiles and drones, believed to be an effort to cripple Ukraine's electricity system as the winter freeze deepens. Snowy and cold weather across parts of the United States. A lake effect storm dumped more than a foot of accumulation in Michigan and upstate New York. Meanwhile, Chicago wind chills were recorded around minus 28 degrees. YouTube says it's hiking the base plan of its monthly subscription by $10 next month. This is AP News. DUI education and probation for a country music performer.
Morgan Wallen has been sentenced to 7 days in a DUI education center and supervised probation for 2 years after pleading guilty to throwing a chair off the roof of a six-story bar in downtown Nashville in April. Two police officers were nearly hit. Wallen appeared with his attorney in a Nashville courtroom on Thursday and told the judge he was pleading conditionally guilty. His attorney, Warwick Robinson, says in a statement Wallen has cooperated with authorities and apologized directly to all involved. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
James Kennedy of Vanderpump Rules is free on bail after his arrest on suspicion of misdemeanor domestic violence. Police in Burbank, California, say they investigated the report of a man and woman arguing Tuesday. Police call it a domestic incident. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.